The Black Pearl proudly presents Crypt Robber. There were very few things in this world that Caleb didn't know. Or at the very least, there were very few things in this world that Caleb could not get his hands on. But it was never enough. He wanted more. The secrets, the lies, the codes, the conspiracies. His mind would strangle him in his sleep with plans about who to rob next. Companies, banks, militaries, governments. He had no qualms about taking everything he could and hiding it his hot little hardware. He made enough to live. To relocate at random, which he did often. And there was always money to be made by ransoming people's digital lives back to them. There would never be enough, though. The information would never hold enough power for him. So it was until that day he found the smallest whisper. A mention of a data cache amidst the information he lifted. From a gray market on the dark web. A single file. The file. A formulation of programming that had grown fat under its own malicious intellect, ever gorging itself, ever expanding code written by men that had been shoved into cement holes on desert islands by governments paid off by the 1%. Like everything else, though, it was a myth. Or so they thought. But not Caleb. Chalking it up to a ghost story just meant that they were all too dumb to know where to look. He would leave the rest of them in his dust. They would all look up at him once he had it and despair. That night, driven by the lust for power, he destroyed his camp, threw all he cherished into his van and left in the starless night. Looking for a spot capable of accommodating him until he had found his new prize. A file of untold riches, a library of information hidden away. It was the kind of thing that made him salivate. He was a man possessed, ignoring sleep, hunger, the phone calls of a girl who broke his heart. None of it mattered. All was mute. In the pursuit of information that none had. None. Yet. That was. It was one thunder-filled Friday night. The rain poured upon his van in an alley behind a coffee shop. He had been squatting there for several days, losing track, losing personal hygiene. But he found it. A file hidden amidst data buried in a server under government encryption at an Ivy League school. He leapt out of the van, allowing the rain to wash over him. His triumph would finally be endless. His power, the power of a single man, would rival worlds. Powers. Caleb stripped of his clothes, flinging the wet ones into the gutter and pulling on fresh ones for the war he was to wage. Time became meaningless. Sleep came in spots between pages of code. He dug in ways that would lead nowhere. He would try programs that had worked in the past, but to no avail. Until, days later, on the verge of unintentional starvation, it opened to him. It sat, waiting for the command. Execute BL at CK, P3 at RL. .exe. A single keystroke would allow him to take possession of it. The second his finger fell, he would own the world. There must have been a moment when grave robbers hesitated, tearing through the tombs they found in an effort to claim riches better left for the dead, endangering themselves with the curses that had been placed upon the crypts of old. Had any of them hesitated, even for just a moment, and feared the gods invoked upon the day those tombs had been sealed? This was that moment for Caleb. A single finger hovered over the mouse pad of the laptop, and all that rang in his ears was the sound of his breathing, the thunder of the night, and the hum of the computers that he held so dear. Another conquest on the way to my throne. The click was subtle. The finger fell. And in that moment, the black pearl decrypted, flooding his screen. His eyes beheld it. His hands fell slack beside him. He lost control of bodily function, peeing himself instantly. They could not look away. The screen flashed faster than his eyes could be held. Tore mind in place things. It all blurred dimensions. More just the screen layers fed information in, not just in, but in him. Caleb simply sat there, unmoving, unblinking, all but the most simple human function stopped. It was when the FBI found the van that he finally snapped to. When the hands fell upon him, he screamed. He screamed breathlessly. He took in air as fast as he could, only to start screaming again, words blurring together, sentences without punctuation. Paragraphs that blurred into paragraphs, and there was no stop. They tried to read him Miranda, but he just would not stop screaming. His words were a slurry of things, all rolled together, rolled into one, rolled over and over. There was no sense of it. The words were coming out of him, pouring forth like some unending white noise. They would only be able to decipher it once the body cams of the agents were played back later. It helped if you slowed it down to half speed. It made more sense then. He rattled off all of them and everything. He was yelling the full names of every agent, their badge numbers, their email addresses, both work, personal, private, hidden, their physical addresses, the addresses of their summer homes, the names of their children, their spouses, their siblings, their mistresses, anyone they'd ever slept with, their browser histories. It just poured out of him at 2 times the speed any normal human being could ever produce. Such a wealth, such a curse of information. In the days, weeks, months, years, and decades to come, he would never stop short. He would simply go on. He found a way to eat and drink. Oftentimes, they would have to feed him intravenously, the nutrients pouring into his arm as the information poured out of his mouth. He remained locked away in his head and in that facility forever and a day, never able to escape the trap that had been set within the digital crypt he had robbed. For in the search for power through information, Caleb found a black pearl of wisdom. It gave him all the information the world had to offer, all of its numbers, all of its accounts, all of its to's and from's, the emails, the porn, the secrets, the lies, every zero and every one that had ever been typed or ever would, stuck in his head, but never a way to decipher it, to turn off the feed, to slow it down, to disseminate the information. He sought it all, and now he had it. He became the man locked in the crypt, and simultaneously, a screaming, living corpse posted outside the tomb that warned away any who would attempt to raid it next.